Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Every once in a while, a magazine will call me and want my tips for improving parenting. The last time this happened, the interviewer asked me, "What is your number one tip for parents?" I didn't even have to think about it. "Stop yelling," I replied with a smile in my voice. The woman responded, "How do you do that?" And that, my friends, is an excellent question. The simple answer is that, well, you just stop. When you notice your decibel level has increased, your lips are flapping, and your children look either startled or angry, close your mouth. Most parents yell at one time or another, and about the only good reason I can think of is to warn someone you love to look out, to duck, or to get out of the way. Lots of parents tell me that their children won't listen unless they yell. This statement always makes me wonder who's trained whom in the family. When does yelling happen? What did the parents try first? And are children really learning something useful from all that noise? Yelling is one of the most ineffective things a parent can do. Most parents, even those who defend the occasional Tarzan yodel in the name of discipline, admit that they'd like to be able to stop. Yelling doesn't feel good for anyone, and eventually most kids begin yelling too. Why is that? And how can a yelling family stop yelling? Well, it may be helpful to remember that children are always making decisions. They're young scientists observing their world and the people in it and forming beliefs about what they need to do to get what they want or need. And children tend to believe that parents know what they're doing. When you yell, you're teaching your children some unintended lessons. They may respond to yelling because they've learned that dad is reaching the point of no return when he yells and they don't like what happens next. But what else are they deciding? Some kids decide that the best way to get people to do what you want is to yell at them. After all, that's what they see parents doing. When parents tell me their children yell all the time, I ask where they might have learned to yell. Most parents don't need a lot of prompting to figure out the answer. For most parents, yelling is a reaction to something that happens, not a thoughtful, effective action. How many times have you lost your temper or raised your voice and thought afterwards, "Ugh, that wasn't my best moment"? When something happens that triggers a strong emotion in you, and that will happen frequently when you're living with children and teenagers, the best thing to do is to take a moment to calm yourself down. Breathe deeply. Walk away if you can safely do so. Say to your child, "I'm going to calm myself down. Why don't you do the same, and then we'll talk." This is not, by the way, giving up your authority or letting a child get away with something. It's modeling self-control and self-discipline, and choosing to work on solving a problem when you can do so calmly and rationally. Remembering to act, don't react, may help you solve the yelling problem. There's another thing you can do to stop yelling, too. Take better care of yourself. Parents yell because they feel stressed, worried, provoked, and out of control, and they don't have the emotional resources to get hold of themselves. Isn't it interesting that we often expect kids to have better self-control than we do? Yelling is an invitation to start doing things to keep yourself healthy. Get enough sleep. Get some physical exercise. Laugh and have some fun. Find a hobby you enjoy. When you're healthy and calm, your parenting will be too. And the decibel level in your living room may decrease dramatically. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.